Hey guys, I am recording from my phone today. We're still trying to figure out the best way to do the podcast and to go live and do all that fun stuff. But anyways, today I just wanted to jump on and do another podcast, and this will also be in the Patreon page as well for our Patreons. But I wanted to talk about a subject that's been on my heart for a little while now. And that is your journey in God. So this is titled Your Journey in God. I want to talk about our journey because God has each of us on a journey, and each of our journeys is unique. None of our journeys look the same, and that is okay. I see so much within the church body, and within Christianity where people think if it doesn't look the same, it's wrong or it's off. And that's not always the case. It's not always the case, because all of us are created unique and different. God made each of us unique, and so our journey and our path is also going to be unique and different. It's not going to look the same, and it's okay. It's not supposed to. If we are unique individuals, how can we expect the path God has us on, the journey He's taking us on, to look the same as everyone else? The church does have a habit of, as Ray Hughes has said, and this has really stuck with me and resonated, he says that the one thing the church does is it lowers everyone to the least common denominator and calls it unity, which in reality is actually sameness. Unity is not sameness. They're different things. And the journey God has you on does not have to look like someone else's. And sometimes that's hard because sometimes we want that gauge. We want to know, are we on the right path? Are we really hearing from God? And we'll compare to others and to their walks and their journeys. And if it doesn't look the same, then we wonder, but it's not supposed to look the same. It's different. God's word is a living word. And when He speaks His living word to you, whether it's scripture, whether it's like a verbal, prophetic words, however He speaks to you, He speaks in many different ways to us. And it is that word from God that is like a diamond of 70 facets. The Jews teach it's got, I think I have it here, 70 faces. Each word of God has 70 faces or 70 facets, like a diamond, and 600,000 meanings. So the word of God is unique. The word of God can speak to you wherever you're at in your journey. That's why a scripture can be spoken and it can mean different things in different situations. There's so many levels to that scripture. So every one of us has a journey with God. We all connect with God different. We ascend differently. We go into the depths of God. We go in the secret place differently. We connect with Him and commune with Him and have relationship with Him differently. And that is part of our unique journey, and it's okay. I'm not going to connect with God exactly the same as the other person. Now, I can try to get help and get tips from others. I can listen to people preach on the secret place and getting in union with God. And I can glean some stuff from that and try those things, but sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, because some of them will resonate in my journey, and others just, I'm just a different person and I connect with God differently. And that's okay. So, every one of us, our journey is going to look different, and that doesn't mean it's wrong. If my journey doesn't look like your journey, that doesn't mean my journey's wrong or your journey's wrong. It just means we have unique journeys. We are all headed to the same destination. We're all on the same path, but different journeys. You know, there's different ways to get to a destination. There's different ways to make the journey to that location or that area. We can be headed the same direction, but our journeys and our paths can look different. You can head east, walking, hiking, on a boat. Everyone's can be heading east, but our paths, our journeys can look different. One person could be climbing over a mountain to head east. Another person could be hopping a boat to head east. Another person could jump in an airplane. Someone could just start running east. We're all heading the same direction, but our journeys look different. Our paths look different. And that's okay, because God is working things in each one of us. We're all in different areas. There's different things He's working out in us. There's things He's healing in us. There's things He's restoring in us. There's things He's teaching us and things He's imparting to us and wisdom He's depositing into us, or actually revealing and pulling out of us, because it's all already deposited in us, right? We have heaven is within us. Everything we need is within us. And what we're doing when we go in that secret place and into communion with God is we are uncovering our true identities of who we really are. We are discovering ourselves hidden in God, in Christ. It's so amazing, right? And so when we go on our journey with God, it's all different because we all have unique lives. We all have had unique experiences and situations throughout our lives. Our whole life is a unique journey from the time you're born. Our parents don't raise us the same. We don't always eat the same foods. We don't watch all the same things on TV. We don't have the same experiences with people as others, you know? Some people have lots of family members. Some people have a few. Some people are adopted. We all have different life experiences, and therefore our journey in God is going to be unique and different as well, because He will be healing things in us. He will be restoring things in us. He will be depositing things in us. He'll be using us in different ways. God made each of us unique, so we cannot expect that our journeys will all be the same. Our journeys will be unique to us, unique to what God is doing in us, and to our unique callings and giftings. We are all created different. Psalm 23. It's all about God taking us on a journey. He is the shepherd. We shall not want. He leads us. You know, He leads us. And there's all over the Bible, it talks about the Lord guides us. The Lord orders our steps. He leads us. He leads us into righteousness. So Psalm 23, let's just read some of that real quick. Because God has us on a journey. So Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He leads us, right? He's leading us, and He's going to lead us different. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness, and that's plural. Paths is plural. The paths of righteousness. There's different paths we can all take, and He leads us on the path we need to go on. He leads us the direction we need to go. He does in us what He needs to do in us, and it's not going to look the same. You know, for You are with me, Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. It can only follow you if you're moving. So we're on a path, we're on a journey. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So that is our destination, right? So we are on a journey with God, and He leads us. And all over Scripture, it talks about Him leading us and guiding us and taking us. And so Psalm 139, let's jump over there. That was another one I really liked. Psalm 139, 13 through 16. Let's see what it said. I just had read it. For You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. He formed us, and He formed us each different. I will praise You, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from You when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance, being yet unformed, and in Your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. So before we had even walked out one single day of our life, He already had it written out. He already had the journey planned He was going to take us on. He had already uniquely made each one of us. And because of our uniqueness in who we are, and how He uses us and how He's called us, our journeys will be unique. It's fun. It's exciting. It's exciting to go on an adventure with God. I love God adventures. They're amazing. So we're on a journey. It'll all be unique. And so as you go deeper in the truths and mysteries of God, only the Holy Spirit can reveal those things to you and give you understanding. So we reach a part in our journeys. It can look the same in the beginning. You get saved. You learn about Jesus. He's your Savior. You memorize Scripture. You know, you learn to pray. But then Holy Spirit reveals the deeper truths and the deeper mysteries. When we go into union with God, we go in that secret place and develop our individual personal relationship with Him, and we connect with Him on a heart-to-heart level, He reveals His mysteries and secrets to us. And the only Holy Spirit can reveal the understanding of that. So even when you get saved, a Holy Spirit has to reveal to you the understanding of the Scriptures, of what salvation is, who Jesus is, what He did for us. People can tell you all day long who Jesus is and what He did and that you need to be saved and you need to ask Him in your heart, etc., etc., right? But until the Holy Spirit reveals the deeper meaning and gives the understanding of those Scriptures, that's when, once you receive that understanding, you realize you need Jesus and you can get saved. So we cannot even get saved without the Holy Spirit revealing to us the understanding of why we need saved and who Jesus is. So the Holy Spirit has to reveal, give the understanding for the deeper truths and mysteries of God as He leads us on our journey into those things. He will give you those mysteries that are unique to your journey and are needed in that season. So whatever you're walking through or walking into or walking out of, wherever the Lord is leading you and doing with you, He will reveal to you the mysteries that are unique to your journey and what He's doing with you, the ones you will need for that season. Therefore, our individual journeys may look different. So grab on to those things that resonate with you. Those are the things that have God's frequency on it for you in your season. The other stuff may resonate later when it's time. We can sit, we can read the Scriptures, we can listen to sermons, people preaching, go to meetings, listen to podcasts like this. And some things may resonate with you and you can feel your spirit leaping and saying, yes, it resonates. And then there's other things that maybe don't make sense, maybe you're not sure about, or just whatever, you know? And those things, don't worry about those things, because the things God is highlighting, what's resonating for you is what God is highlighting for you for that season that you're in and for what He's doing in you. So He's highlighting the meat that He wants you to partake of. And that doesn't mean that our human reactions many times, and part of it's our religious upbringings and the boxes we always put ourselves in, is anything that maybe doesn't resonate that we instantly say, oh, that's not God. They're off. Their preaching is off. There's something wrong. And many times it's like I was speaking out in the last podcast about how sometimes it's God stretching us. And we misinterpret that as a red flag of, oh, this is wrong. So it's, you know, discerning that. But everything someone is preaching or teaching or what you're reading in the Bible, even, have you ever read things in the Bible over and over many times over the years? And then just one day, it just means something different and it makes sense in a way it never had. And sometimes you're like, oh, well, I've just always just kind of read over that Scripture. But today, it's so significant and has so much meaning for me. And for years, you could have just read right over it and it had no meaning, because that is what God's frequency is on for that season. You need to go with the cloud. Where is His cloud? Where is His presence? Grab onto those things that resonate and don't worry about the rest. You know, set it aside, stick it in your back pocket, I say. Put it up on a shelf for later, because God may pull on it later and give it life. There's people I listen to. Each one of us is revealed a different facet of that diamond. If the word of God, if every word is a diamond with 70 facets, it may be that one facet is being revealed to you. So what resonates, that's the facet that God is showing you And that's what you grab onto. And the other things may be a different facet that he's revealing to someone else. So we're all, that's why you can have so many people with different revelations, and they could even seem to contradict sometimes, but really we're all right. All of us, because it's different facets of different levels of different journeys. As long as everything lines up with the literal word of God, we're okay, right? So there's many different meanings in many different situations and many different seasons. Just like the four dimensions of understanding that the Jews teach. And I've taught on this. It's in the podcast. The four dimensions of understanding scripture or understanding God's word. And so those four understandings that you just real quick, we have the literal meaning. So it's just the literal interpretation, the direct intention of the scripture. That's the Peshat. Then we have the Remez, which means allusion. That is where we see the numbers are significant and symbolic. The pictures are symbolic. That's where the parables come into play. So it's the stories Jesus taught, but they actually are symbolic of heavenly things and of other things. So it's a deeper meaning of the scriptures and the more allegorical and the more symbolic meaning. Then you have the Darash. And the Darash means to search. That's the interpretive meaning. The Darash is also where you search out, and that's where scriptures connect with other scriptures, and you find the different scriptures that go together, and they confirm each other, and it creates this whole little thread throughout the Bible. And this is the level where scripture will reveal scripture, and scripture will teach scripture. It teaches us with itself. It teaches, like, this scripture expands on this scripture. So here's a scripture in the Old Testament, which is leading to this scripture in the New Testament, which expands on that. So that is the Darash. And then you have the Sod. And the Sod is the hidden mystical meanings. That is the deep secrets of God. So when you get to those last two levels, the Darash and the Sod, when you get to where scripture is leading scripture, the interpretive meaning, because there can be different interpretations, right? That's why we have so many different, versions of the Bible, different translations and all kinds of stuff. So you get to the interpretive level and then the hidden meaning level, the Sod, the mystical, the deep mystical truths of God, his secrets. Those two levels can only be led by the Holy Spirit and can only be revealed and given to you by the Holy Spirit. Those are not literal. The first two are very literal. You read the scripture, this is what it means. There's the parables and symbolic meanings, and it all means pretty much the same thing. But then you get to those last two levels, and there are different facets and different levels and different depths to those. And the Holy Spirit, and that's where your journey really truly begins. And that's when we go on a journey, and that's when we all can be revealed different things and see different things. Like, there's different levels of the truths. One person could be in, they're living in that Old Testament mindset, or they're living in that judgment mindset and punishment and sin mindset. But then there's grace, and that's another facet. Is grace and the love of God. Both are true. Yes, there's judgment. Yes, there's punishment. If you want to live there, you can, because it is a truth. But there is grace and there is love. And that is also a truth. Neither one is wrong. They're both right. But which truth are you living in? So our journeys look different because of what the truths God has us in and what we understand and where we are willing to go with him. If we're stuck in a box somewhere and he's challenging our theology, it's going to take a little while to get over that part of the journey, and that's okay. So just like the four dimensions of understanding, we each are given a different facet. Someone could be just in a different dimension of understanding than you. So we all have a unique journey, and we all can, that's why iron can sharpen iron. We all can learn from each other. We all can grow from each other, because we all have unique experiences and encounters with God. So each preacher and teacher, if you ever noticed, everyone that preaches and teaches, many of them, they have a specific message, and people in the Bible did too. So everyone, people are called to different things. Some could say, well, this preacher doesn't talk much about the crucifixion or Jesus's resurrection, well, it doesn't mean they don't believe it. It just means that's not part of the main message that God has them preaching. You know, they may, I know a preacher that Todd White and Dan Moeller, they preach, they were instrumental with me in learning identity. They preach on identity. That's kind of like your first step after salvation. Learn who you are in Christ. And you have Pete Cabrera Jr. who bounces off, just like Todd White, they do the street ministry. They pray and people get healed. And it turns them, points them toward Jesus. But that is their message. God can heal you. God loves you. You know, this is who you are in Christ. You are a son. We can manifest the kingdom. But that is just a foundation. That is just a doorway into the deeper secrets of God. There's another minister I listen to sometimes, and his main message is goes deeper into that love and understanding of God's love and identity. There's several preachers, actually, that go deeper into that and who you are in Christ. And their main way God uses them is to break people out of their boxes. It challenges you. It makes you think, I'm not sure what the heck are they saying? Is this truth? And you seek it out. But there's people that their message is on that union with God. Eric Gilmore preaches on union with God. I think I wrote him down here. His main message is learning to just be still. That the prayer of the heart, the contemplative prayer, the prayer of quiet, whatever you want to call it. But Eric Gilmore's main message is adoration, still adoration, he calls it. Being still, knowing he is God. Being still and connecting on that heart-to-heart level with God in the secret place. That is his message. John the Baptist, his message was to prepare the way for the Lord. You know, Paul, I think it was Paul, was called to preach to the Gentiles. I believe it was Paul, but it was one of those guys in the New Testament. There's one that was called to preach to the Jews. His heart was for the Jews, to tell them about Jesus. That was his message. Paul, I think it was. I haven't, you know, didn't double check myself, but you can double check. You should always look in the scriptures and double check what anyone teaches you, even me. You want to let God speak for you and speak to you about it. Don't take anyone's word. You know, look into it yourself. Study it yourself, too. So, anyways, but he preached to the Gentiles. So different preachers. Kenneth Hagin, his message was faith. And that whole, the whole Word of Faith movement was standing in faith and standing on the scriptures, right? There's Derek Prince, deliverance. So each preacher and minister, they're called, they're on a different journey. God teaches them different things and has them on different paths because they each have a different message. We all have a unique message we are to preach. We all have a unique facet of God. We're all called to reflect the character of God, but different facets. We can be reflecting different facets of God. So some is the love, some is salvation. So, I mean, it all ultimately leads to salvation and growth and, you know, discovering who we are in Christ. So everyone has different messages. So that's why some stuff may resonate and some may not. And people immediately will cry, false teacher, if someone doesn't talk about Christ crucified all the time. Or, you know, so, and I see that a lot. Or, oh, we can't sing those songs in worship. We just need the songs that talk about Jesus's blood and his death and his resurrection and his crucifixion. We preach Christ crucified, and if that's all we do. But you know what? We need to let Jesus off the cross sometimes. You know, there's more to it. We need to go beyond Jesus on the cross. Yes, we need Jesus on the cross, but Jesus got off of the cross to give us life and life in abundance. There is so much more. If Jesus said we were to do the things that he did and even greater things, how about we start walking in the things that he did? Which means you have got to let him off the cross to walk into the fullness. We don't discount the cross, but we have to move on from the cross. We can't just stay at the cross. We have to walk into our identity of who we are as the sons of God. and walk into our callings. And our journey begins at the cross, but it is a journey that we walk into as we walk into the Lord. So as we get in that secret place and you get in union with God and you commune with Him, He leads you on a journey. He will lead you. Sometimes that journey can be scary, like you, meaning God, you can go through seasons or situations where you don't know what's going to happen, but you just have to learn to trust God, and you just step out in faith and you trust. And then there's other seasons where it's just easy and it's joyful. So that's like, I picture it like walking down a path. Sometimes we're climbing rocky mountains. Sometimes you're having to cross raging rivers. And other times you're just peacefully walking through beautiful meadows with flowers and deer and little trickling streams and little butterflies and birds. But it's not always the butterflies and birds in the fields. So there's all different kinds of terrain on your journey with God. But as we take that journey and trust in Him, you know, and we're not to judge other people's journeys. So my main point in this, I guess, is to say we are all on different journeys with God, and we need to learn as the body of Christ that we are, as the family of God, we need to learn to love each other and accept each other and honor each other's journey. We need to honor each other's journey because it won't always look the same. And you know, because really what it boils down to is in the body, many of us have grown up and we have these tendencies to judge and we don't even realize it. And that's what we're doing when we say, oh, well, your journey doesn't look like mine. I don't understand that journey. So something must be off and must be wrong there. And so you're off and you're in heresy and you're, you know, and so I'm just going to completely shun you and tell everyone not to listen to you. I mean, that doesn't sound like the family of God. That doesn't sound like love and honor. So we need to honor each other's journey because our journeys are different, and that's okay. So, and the kingdom of God runs on honor. Honor goes a lot farther than judgment. When I first started cleaning houses, one thing God showed me was how judgmental I was. I did not realize. I thought I was the last person. I was not a judgy person. And I accept all kinds of people. I never, you know, I brought a lot of people to church by never asking them to go to church. Just if they smoked cigarettes or whatever, even smoked weed, you know, not that they just did it around me. They knew I was a Christian, but they would come over. They'd want a cigarette. They'd have a cigarette. I'd sit and talk to them. I didn't sit there and go, oh, well, you know, I can't be around you. And I'd sit, I'd talk to them. They'd just be themselves. And I didn't judge. And I just showed them love. And they eventually would ask, you know, what's that church you go to? And they'd come to church. And some of them got saved. Some of them, I know seeds were planted. And so the last thing I thought of was that I was a judgy person. I was like, I'm not a judgmental person. I love all people. And I want all people saved. And anyways, so when I started cleaning houses, the Lord showed me how judgmental I really was. Because I'd find myself cleaning some really dirty houses sometimes. And I remember one, I was like thinking to myself, this place is a mess. This place is filthy. There's so much dust. There's so much gross stuff. I'm like, what in the world? These people, they're pigs, you know, pretty much. They're filthy. They, you know, I'm just like, I mean, at least take a few minutes to clean up, you know. They probably haven't cleaned this house in years. And then I find out later that the wife had some serious illness and was in the hospital and in ICU, and it took her a couple of years really to recover. And so physically she could not even get up and walk and all this stuff, right? She was in major recovery from this major, you know, I almost died type of incident. And so in the meantime, her husband had to work. He had a full-time job and had to take on a second job to try to pay all the bills and all the medical bills and keep up with everything. And so the house did get let go of, and they had several dogs, but it wasn't like I was imagining in my mind, I was imagining a woman that just was lazy and wasn't cleaning. And I was just like, oh gosh, Lord, you know, like, why am I thinking this way? What is going on? You know, and he would show me through stuff like that. Little things where I just assume maybe they were just not doing what they should to clean up their house or whatever the situation was, or maybe a specific thing in the house. Like, oh, why aren't they cleaning that? And then I'd find out there's a really good reason why it looked that way or was that way. And it was, you know, so, we need to honor each other and we need to love each other and we need to honor each other's journey and each other's paths, even when we don't understand it, because I know I'm on a path in my journey that I never would have expected. I mean, when I grew up, I was taught that spirit-filled people were wrong and they were bad. You know, it was a very conservative background, very dead, no life in it. But being told that the rest, they were off, they were wrong. And then as a young adult and deciding I need to go back to church because my baby has been born and the thought of him not ever knowing Jesus or going to heaven. And I didn't know how to tell him about Jesus. So I'll just go with my parents to church. Yet in the meantime, they started going to a spirit-filled church that my whole life growing up, they told me was wrong. And just like, oh no. Because I wanted to go to a Bible study as a teenager right next to my high school. But it was a Pentecostal church. It was a spirit-filled church. And my mom was like, oh no, you can't go there. They're spirit-filled. That they are really wrong and they're really off. And it's like, oh gosh, like this bad thing. So I was like, oh, okay. You know, so there's like, okay, well, this stuff, so I got to stay away from all that, right? So this is my understanding growing up. And then when I decide as a young mother, I need to go to church. I don't know where to go. I'll just go with my parents. And they're going to a spirit-filled church. I mean, it really kind of, you know, I had no idea I'd be on this journey I'm on. But the freedom, as God, it took a while, but as God pulled me out of that box and broke that stuff off of me, and just the realization that I can feel the Holy Spirit, I can have a deeper relationship with God, I can, through the Holy Spirit, can empower me to overcome situations in my life, and I can heal from things, and I can break off generational curses, and I can find freedom in areas of my life that I don't have to just live with, you know, and just that whole journey. I never would have thought I'd be on that kind of journey. So let's honor each other in their journey, because each person's right where God needs them. And God may be trying to bring them into another facet of Him, another facet of their journey. And sometimes it's easy and sometimes it's not. And even now, you know, even Chris and I just, you know, God's brought us both out of that box of conservative Christianity, that conservative legalistic, you know, no life to it, Christianity, into the more spirit-filled aspects of Christianity. And then even recently for us to realize we're actually just in another box in many ways. And now God's bringing us even deeper and pulling us out of that box now into some of the deeper, more mystical things of the kingdom and deeper understandings. So we're literally coming out of another box that we didn't know we were in. You think, oh, well, I'm spirit filled now. So I have arrived. You know, I have the Holy Spirit. I've been baptized. I speak in tongues. I have the fullness. And God's saying, there's more. You think you have the fullness, but there's deeper depths. There's a fullness to the fullness. So when we think we have the fullness and we're walking in the fullness, we're a full gospel, we have the fullness. And God says, but wait, there's more. This is actually not the fullness. There's more beyond what you could even imagine. And it's just amazing. I love my journey with God. Do you? It's fun. It's exciting. It's an adventure. And when we can just open our hearts to Him, and as I'm learning lately is to open my hearts to others and to honor their journey, I'm learning so much more. And it's just, it's so freeing, because I'm not sitting around going, oh, is that person right? Is that person off? Should I be around them? Am I going to get pulled into something I shouldn't be because they're really off? There's such freedom not worrying about that. I am getting closer and closer to God. I am spending time in His presence. And when I am in communion with God, when we're in that place of union and communing with God and connecting with Him on that heart level, there cannot be any deception in there because we are in the light. When we are in the light, the Holy Spirit is leading us into all truth. I trust the Holy Spirit will show me if I am getting off, or if I am walking onto a path I shouldn't be, or if I am getting drawn into something I shouldn't be. It doesn't happen because the Holy Spirit leads me and guides me. There was a time at one point several years back that I was walking into some deception. Someone was very deceptive and was pulling me, and the husband I was married to then, we were pulling us away from our church and to serve him. It was really weird. Like, I can think about it, like, how could we even? So I know deception. I know what it's like to start being pulled in that direction. And I know what it's like to have the Holy Spirit grab you and save you from that and not let you walk down that path. So I trust the Holy Spirit because He shows me when something's off and when it's not. He will not lead me into deception. The Holy Spirit leads me into truth. And as long as I'm seeking truth and I'm in the presence of God, that stuff cannot stand in God's presence. So if you are in God's presence, you are in a heart connection with Him, and just trust the Holy Spirit and let Him lead you on your journey. And I'll let Him lead others on their journey. And I will honor their journey. And I will pray for them too. If you feel someone is getting off, then you can pray for them. Lord, show them truth. Show them truth and reveal the lies. That's what I always pray. If someone is, if I'm concerned, and I knew someone once that was getting very deceived because the things they were believing contradicted the scriptures, completely contradicted. It's like, how can anyone think that's God saying that? But they did. And so I would pray, and I'd always pray, Lord, reveal the truth to them and expose the lies. So, because only Holy Spirit can. And when we let the Holy Spirit lead our journey, it's fun and it's exciting, and we can go to amazing places with God. I love it. I mean, He blows my mind daily. He blows my mind daily. And I just love sitting and looking at a scripture or a subject like this, right? And I just keep thinking on it and keep diving into it and just savoring the flavor of it. So anyway, that's our talk today. Your journey in God, as we go into communion with God, into the depths of Him, He draws us in on this wonderful, amazing journey. And instead of judging others' journeys, we can honor their journeys. We can learn from their journeys, even. And we can go on our own journeys. And we can love and celebrate the uniqueness of each one of us, how God has made us. And together, as we celebrate everyone's uniqueness and honor their journeys, we literally come together in unity as the body of Christ and can start functioning as God has intended us to function. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast. It's a good little subject to start thinking about. Because so many times we're just so worried and so caught up in all these legalistic things, right? And oh, the scripture doesn't say that, and the scripture doesn't say this. And how about we honor each other's journey and put them into the Lord's hands and focus on our own journeys and going where God wants us? Because He's got fun and excitement for us. So that's today's podcast. I'm also starting a study. I'm starting a Bible study group. We are studying and learning about the courts of heaven, because that is a subject I've had an interest in for a while, and the Lord has wanted me to start diving into and learning about, and I'm finally being obedient and finally doing it. And so, and I just figured, you know, I work better with others, and sometimes I like to learn things along with others. So I just had put a post out on Facebook about whoever wants to join me in this study on the courts of heaven, and let's learn together. So if you are interested, send me a message or contact me on Facebook or wherever, And I can add you to the little group that we have. We're going to be doing monthly Zoom meetings, and we're going through some of Robert Henderson's books on the courts of heaven. We're starting now with the very basics. We're starting at the very beginning, and we're just going to go on this journey into the courts of heaven and see what Holy Spirit reveals to us and shows us, so we can learn in the next stage. So if you're interested in that, also for our Patreons on the Patreon page, if you're one of our Patreons, you will be able to access the Courts of Heaven videos, because they will be recorded. Our Zoom meetings are going to be recorded, and I will be posting them for the Patreons on there. So if you're a Patreon, just as a thank you for sowing into our ministry and into the work the Lord is doing through us, because we really have a heart, Chris and I both, for bridging that gap. So just as we came out of very conservative Christian backgrounds into a more spirit-filled Christian life, and we've had such a heart and helped many bridge that gap, to help many that God is leading out of the conservative church into the more spirit-filled side, and those that God is leading down that path, we've helped that transition, so to speak, bridging that gap. And so now, as God is taking us into some of the deeper things of Himself, we also have a heart there. We just have a heart to bridge the gap. So we're bridging the gap there between just the spirit-filled box into the deep mysteries of God. And that's very challenging. And that's one of the reasons for the podcast. That's one of the reasons for the Patreon and for doing more teaching. And that's what I love to do, is to teach. And that's because as you go into the deeper depths of God, it's going to take more in-depth teaching. We can't be surface. We're going deeper. That's why the podcast is the honeycomb, because we are the buzzy bees that don't settle for surface pollen. We want to penetrate deep into that flower to get to the nectar, because the nectar makes the honey. And the nectar is those deep things of God. So we want to go deeper into the truths of God and honor each other's journeys along the way. So I love you guys. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. We have our Red River meetings coming up October 6th, 7th, and 8th, 2023, depending on when you're listening to this. So it's coming up this next weekend. So if you're listening to it now or very before then come and join us, because God has got some amazing things planned. And I will talk to you guys all later.